For years now, the city of Placentia has flirted with financial ruin. Back in the year 2000, a redevelopment project put that city $30 million in debt, and it prompted felony charges against city officials. And just last week, its finance manager, Mike Wynn, was arrested for allegedly embezzling more than $4 million of city funds into his own accounts. Here now to unpack why corruption continues to loom over the city in Orange County is Gustavo Arellano, editor of OC Weekly, here with us for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hi, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
All right, give us a little background about the city of Placentia itself. Who are the people who live there?
It is one of the most uninvestigated yet wacky cities in Orange County. So it's a small town right off the 57 freeway. The thing it's most famous for is, the 301 Cafe, this awesome Mexican-American restaurant there in Placentia. But it's also a very segregated city. Most of the northern side of Placentia, north of Chapman Avenue, is white and wealthy. Most of the southern side is a working class and Latino. And, you know, here's a city that now twice in 13 years has been almost put to debt because of the finaglings of city officials.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the city financial manager, Mike Wynn, and what we know about his alleged misuse of taxpayer dollars.
Well, the Orange County District Attorney's Office is alleging that Wynn was basically forging documents to funnel millions of dollars of city money to his own accounts. There's all sorts of, the Orange County Register was reporting something about there was problems in his family when it came to gambling debts. But right now, no one knows. I mean, all that's known is that Wynn covered his tracks. He would, forge ledgers. He would, sign his own checks, and no one was paying any attention until finally last week the FBI got an alert that Wynn was trying to wire, I think it was $1.5 million in just one wire transfer. They alerted the proper authorities here, and within 2 days, Wynn was arrested and charged by the DA's office.
Now, I mentioned this at the outset, Gustavo. Placentia's seen a lot of political corruption in the past. It's something obviously you've covered. Is this a la the city of Bell here in LA County? Is this, what is this akin to, do you think?
It's unfortunate. I actually first made my investigative chops covering the city of Placentia back in 2003 with a redevelopment scandal. Then and now, there has never been any city council members, so no politicians have been ever charged with any crimes. Rather, it's the city administrators, in this case, the financial manager in the past. I think it was a redevelopment official. But more than anything, it shows that these city council members, at best, they're asleep at the wheel. They should be paying attention to what's going on with the financial manager, why wasn't there more checks and balances? And this is what the city, all the city's asking right now. And the sad part is Placentia historically has always had a very vibrant citizens groups that have been, after city council members for alleged deficiencies or just not caring about the community. And this time it seems everyone was asleep at the wheel. And it sucks because Placentia is a very tiny town. From the last time around, $30 million in debt, they've been slowly crawling their way out of this hole and just to be shoved back into it.
Gustavo, what's next in this investigation, and why do you think residents haven't really been clued in on this? Why aren't they more involved in this?
Oh, they're going to be showing up in droves on Tuesday. It's going to rival the crowds that I was used to back in 2003. And so far, the district attorney's office, they've already lodged their charges. Interestingly enough, Wynn, who is, again, accused of embezzling $4.5 million, says he has no money for an attorney and is asking for a public defender. So this story is far from over.
All right. Gustavo Arellano with this week's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.